There are a lot of eligibility criteria for Susie, including the total household income, the number of dependent children, the proximity to the college where they're staying or studying. So all of those factors have to be proven by supplying documentation to Susie. So it can be quite a difficult process. There are always hard cases, especially those students who are very close to the thresholds, you know, in terms of income threshold, where they might have a part-time job to supplement their grant, and then that part-time job pushes them over the income limit, which means, you know, it negates the value of doing that part-time work. Part-time job is, the value of it is negated by the fact that they're losing out on the Susie grant. I think the real concern here is that often financial reasons are one of the main reasons why students drop out of college, and once they drop out, it can be very difficult to return.